Let's face it, whether we're repairing cars or writing news stories, little of the work we do will be remembered years from now. But that's not the case for one Vermonter. Steve Gillette of North Bennington co-wrote a song more than 50 years ago that's become part of the folk music lexicon. It's been performed and recorded hundreds of times over the years. VPR's Steve Zind has this story about a song that was inspired by a story.
If you pick it in a sequence...
Steve Gillette recalls that the melody for the song Darcy Farrow came from a guitar part he'd been working on, inspired by a Pete Seeger composition.
With these old fingers, it doesn't work as well.
That was in 1964. Gillette was a young folk singer, just learning how to write songs, when his 12-year-old sister Darcy was kicked by a horse. She wasn't hurt badly, but the incident became the idea for the song, which Gillette wrote with his friend Tom Campbell. Campbell and Gillette worked out the lyrics about a young woman who dies in a fall from a horse, and a young man so despondent he takes his own life. The opening line, sung here by Gillette on a 1970s recording, set the story in the wide open country along the California-Nevada border.
Where the walker runs down into the Carson Valley Plain. There lived a maiden, Darcy Farrow was her name.
With the song's feel of an old cowboy ballad and its dark vein of tragedy, many people who hear Darcy Farrow think it's traditional. But the first time the world heard it was in 1965, when it was recorded by the popular Canadian duo Ian and Sylvia. Gillette met them when they played in Southern California.
The daughter of old Dundee, and a fair one was she, and the sweetest flower that blew.
I got to be the opening act for their concert, and that's where we got to show them the song Darcy Farrow.
Then, in the early 1970s, millions of people discovered the song through John Denver, who recorded and performed Darcy Farrow when he was at the height of his popularity. Gillette and Denver had met when Denver was still an unknown.
I believe he actually heard it from me first, because we were friends, and I met him when he first came to California.
Where the walker runs down to the Carson Valley Plain.
Denver's version of Darcy Farrow was so popular, some people named daughters Darcy. Gillette thinks that in the beginning, the folk audiences of the 1960s were drawn to the song's story of youth and mortality. It was the era of the Vietnam War.
For the longest time, I've felt that the song initially connected with people of my generation because it was the first time that most of us had confronted mortality. The Vietnam War loomed very large in our lives.
The remembrance of young lives lost is also one of the song's messages.
They sing of Darcy Farrow where the Truckee moves through. They sing of her beauty in Virginia City too.
It's hard to tell how many recordings of Darcy Farrow have been made. They've ranged from bouncy pop to electrified renditions to an a cappella version.
He brought her silver rings and lacy things.
But for the past 50 years, the song has really endured as a folk and bluegrass favorite.
But a pony did stumble. She did fall. Her dying touched the hearts of us one and all.
I know a lot of traditional bluegrass, folk, finger-picking kinds of communities have always played it. And then there's the John Denver legacy and the Ian and Sylvia legacy, you know, so it's hard to account for it all.
Gillette says Darcy Farrow has a few shortcomings that songwriting experience and hindsight have revealed to him.
So, are you rolling?
Yeah. But sitting at home in North Bennington one recent afternoon, he obligingly fields a request from an audience of one.
Where the walker runs down into the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a maiden, Darcy Farrow was her name.
Gillette's career doesn't begin and end with one song. Through the years, he's continued to write and record.
That's my main focus, really, is to try to grow and write. My belief is that the greatest songs of our generation may have yet to be written. I just think you have to proceed as if, you know, the next five words changed everything.
Since the late 1980s, Gillette has lived in Vermont with his wife, singer and musician Cindy Mangson. Together, they keep up a touring schedule that takes them around the country. And D'Arcy Farrow is a regular part of their repertoire. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.